By the way, if people would like to introduce any motions tomorrow during new business, they can consider that. Right now we have to return to the business at hand, which is the Democracy Now! Negotiating Task Force. Sarv, can you take over? I have to excuse myself for a minute.
Okay, can you call at the...
Michael,
sorry.
If the board members recall, at the last in-person PMB meeting, the charge was given to establish a task force to discuss the upcoming negotiations with Democracy Now!, to discuss, to review the current contract, to develop a negotiating strategy, and to recommend to you our suggestions for a negotiating team. The group met for four consecutive weeks. Attendance ranged from 10 to 13 people. It represented various sectors of the Pacifica staff and board were present. I would note that WBAI did not have representation. I really don't think there's any fault of WBAI, but it just didn't work out for various kind of personal reasons. But we did produce in the process detailed minutes of notes from those meetings, which were distributed to all the members on the task force, which was actually 16 people. We can't really go into details about the specifics of the negotiating strategy because it is a negotiation. But we did review the current contract in considerable detail. Probably three-quarters of the clauses, we have a kind of a laundry list of what we feel are the high priority items to be negotiated. And so we now have a kind of a unified position that we can go forward from with Pacifica in approaching Democracy Now! With the intention, obviously, I think I can say, of extending the contract on terms that we think are fair to both sides. What I can bring to you now, aside from those general comments, is basically the recommendation concerning the negotiating team. If you want to discuss the strategy specifically, then we could take that up in an executive session at some other point. But the group, after meeting, decided on the following people to recommend to you for approval. And I'll mention their names and, in a sense, the reasons. Dan Siegel, who's the foundation counsel, as our counsel, we thought was important to have as a part of the team. A.C. Bird, who is a member of this board and was involved in, I believe, every negotiating session representing the board's concerns. Eva Georgia, who was one of the general managers who participated. More than one did participate in the discussions, but she volunteered to be the point person for that group. Pete Caracas, who is the Internet Projects Manager, who has considerable technical knowledge and a number of aspects of the contract do involve technical issues. Lonnie Hicks, the CFO, for obvious reasons, I think, and myself representing the national office. So that's what we're bringing to you as a recommendation for the negotiating team. There would be ongoing communications back to the larger group of 16 during these negotiations. There could be conceivably reports to the board in process. We're talking about a negotiation process that we would initiate this coming month and would continue for approximately 4 months with the hope that we would have a contract draft for the PMB during the month of August so that you would be able to review it then and potentially approve it at the September in-person meeting. So basically what I'm saying to you is essentially that the, and I can't make this motion, but I would urge you to put forward a motion on this team after appropriate discussion And that's basically what I can say in the public session.
Shall I move approval of the team?
Okay, I'll take over the chair. It's been moved and seconded. Lane moved, and it's open for debate. Don.
Yeah, I first of all want to commend this group. I thought it was extremely well-functioning group, and I especially want to commend Greg Gumma for his leadership. Once again, it was to me an example of extraordinary leadership in preparing agendas and leading this group, and I enjoyed serving on it. However, at the first meeting, we talked in a preliminary way about the negotiating team, and I had proposed, in addition to the names that you put forward, the chair of the Pacific International Board, David Adelson. Then I missed a meeting, and then I came back, and I know there was a group that had been formulated that did not include his name, so I raised the issue. I said that I had proposed David Adelson, and then I think people said, oh, that's right, but we need to approach him to see if he has a desire to serve, or wishes to serve. I'm not sure that was done.
No, I agree with you. I did have discussions with Dave about his plans for the coming months, but I think I did make an assumption based on what I learned that he would not be that available. But I certainly agree with you that that was discussed. I think it would be completely appropriate to ask Dave what he thinks.
I'm prepared to
and I'm sorry that I didn't do it.
That's quite all right. Before. That's quite all right. I don't think this is an intentional slight. I did want to say that knowing Dave's background, he probably, among those who have been nominated, has about as long an association with Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman as anyone connected to this business. So I think if it's all right to whoever is facilitating, I'd like to ask Dave about his willingness to serve. And depending on his response, I would be prepared to make a, not a substitute motion, but an amendment.
Since it involves me, I'm going to turn over.
There is no motion yet.
Yes, there is.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, I'm going to turn over.
I thought there was.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Just a second. Hold on. Go ahead, Dave.
As I indicated earlier, I'm likely going to need to take a leave of absence for a period of time, but I'd be willing to participate in that.
You are willing?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I would simply amend the motion which is on before us to include David Adelson, PNB Chair, as one of the negotiators.
Second.
Okay, second. Discussion. Any objections to this? Amendment? No objection. Amendment is passed. And now the main motion is amended by Dan. Is any objections to that? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
It's not an objection. I just wanted to make a request to the task force because Greg mentioned that that the task force may report back to the board before the final draft in August, and I thought it might be helpful just as a heads up for the board if maybe at the two the June and July meetings in executive session they could give us a very, very quick kind of synopsis of what's happening and give us an opportunity to ask any questions or express any concerns, just so we're not kind of faced with a virtually fait accompli in August.
Okay. Let's, on the main motion as amended. Go ahead.
On the same issue, I'd like to have regular executive report on the progress of these negotiations and the issues that, you know, are important so that we can know what's going on.
Okay, right now.
I mean, it's just like a one or two page executive session.
Okay. Well, that's just information kind of thing, right?
Just for information.
Okay. So if, Greg, if for information, if you could pass something that to the whole body, is that acceptable to everyone?
No problem.
Well, so given that, then the main motion is amended. Any objections to that? Dave Adelson as chair. Go ahead, Lydia.
I just have a question. Direct to Dan. Is that in situations like this with a contract, are there any aspects of it that we are able to keep the listeners informed in open session, and how could we do that without, accidentally going into the wrong? area here, Ms. Speaking?
Yes, there are. For example, after meeting with Democracy Now, and I would think in good faith, subject to mutual agreement, we could issue progress reports. We could publicize each side's initial positions and so on. But it would be appropriate to do that, but in my view, it would only be appropriate to do that by mutual agreement with DN's negotiators.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So the main motion is amended. Dave Adelson to be on the committee negotiating the contract for Democracy Now. And let's please keep our comments strictly to that motion. Strictly the motion. Go ahead.
Well, in light of Dan's response, I wanted to ask again, maybe without passing a motion, if the task force could agree to propose that to Democracy Now in the negotiation, that at each point at which there's progress made, that they agree to the disclosure, ask if they would agree to the disclosure of the initial points that were put forward. So at that point, it wouldn't have been confidential.
That's not the part of the motion. No, this, you see, right now, all we're talking about is our chair, whether he should be on
the composition.
On the composition of the chair, of the committee. And that's all.
Okay, then I'm going to make this as an amendment.
Point of information, may I ask it before we get more amendments?
Hold it.
Well, I want to clarify where we are now, if I may, Mr. Chair. We had a motion for six people. The amendment was to add one. That does not become the main motion to have only one person. That amends the original. So we're not voting to make one person committee the main motion. Okay. And that's what I hear. So can you please,
point of order.
Please clarify?
Point of order. Just a second. Hold it. Let me explain to Mary Berg. There was a motion and there was an amendment. The amendment was
to add a person.
We voted on that, and we said that's okay. Mm-hmm. Now we have main motion as amended, and that's what the floor.
Six people plus
that's
one.
Exactly right.
Okay, well, that's not what.
And I thought that that's what everybody understands, that that's what it is. It's the main motion as amended.
Thank you.
That's on the floor. And it's not about any other stuff. Okay? All right, so. Any objections to that? Main motion as amended. No objections to main motion as amended. Motion is passed. Go ahead, Dave.
I'll resume the chair. Okay, I believe that concludes the item, but I think Bob wanted another item on the DN negotiations, which I guess we'll entertain right now if it can be done quickly.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe it would be better if I have a chance to write it. So why don't we defer it to the next.
I think it'll be much better.
Yeah.
Okay.